just like that, you can give somebody anything at all that's basically distracting them from what they're experiencing. And that has been shown to be very effective at reducing anxiety or panic attacks.
Welcome to Dr. Brian Boxer-Wachler's Health Show. Each week, Dr. Brian will pull the curtain back on viral TikTok health videos and label them as cap, false, or no cap, true. Even if you aren't on TikTok, now is the time to get on board, have fun, and join his podcast. Dr. Brian is a board-certified eye surgeon specializing in advanced LASIK, keratoconus, wider eyes, dry eyes, cataract surgery, and reading vision improvement at the Boxer-Wachler Vision Institute in Beverly Hills, California. Also, please remember, Dr. Brian is a doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice, so you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.
Hi, good to be with you again. And first, I just have to say how excited I am that my book, Influenced, about social media, is being so well received. It was released last week, and it is already a number one new release on Amazon, and that's for between the hard copy, the audio book, and also the Kindle. And it's just seeming to resonate with a lot of people because social media is so much a part of all of our lives. And if certainly you're listening, you have been on social media, probably TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. So that's why I think it's so relatable because of all the insights. And I just want to also say that the book is really like a 911 call to action. And I'm a Beverly Hills doctor. I have a very successful practice. I have millions of followers, and I have a flaw. I was easily addicted to social media. And I mean it in the true sense of addiction, where it was really interfering with my relationships with my family. And I was open about that in the book. And if this can happen to me, this can happen to you. This can happen to people you know. And that's why I took it upon myself to do the research and be transparent about my own experiences, to show you the warning signs and also the tips and the tricks to be able to avoid the problems that I had with social media. And if you happen to be listening and you're a parent, then I know it's really difficult right now for you. And at times you probably feel like you've lost your children or your teenagers to the phone. And know that I can help, and the book really helps you with that. And of course, if you are a teenager or a child and you're listening to this podcast, also please know that I can help with what I discuss in the book, because I really lay it all out in a very transparent fashion. So you can get it right now on Amazon. It's called Influenced, and it's available also everywhere you get books, like Barnes & Noble, Goodreads, Books A Million, all that good stuff. So today's episode, it's a video that I saw about using ice for panic attacks and anxiety. And I found this really interesting, and I'm going to play the video for you. And we're going to then discuss if this is true, not cap, or if this is cap, meaning false. So let's play the video.
Hey, I'm having a panic attack.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, can you hold this real quick?
What? Okay.
So what did you say? You want to go get an organic Big Mac? I don't think they make those.
No, I said I'm having a panic attack.
Oh, got it. Hey, do me a favor. Put that ice tray right on your wrist there.
Okay, but why? Are you even listening to me?
Yes. You were about to have a panic attack, and then I stopped it.
No, I'm having a...
Wait, yeah, it stopped.
What just happened?
Touching something cold like an ice tray can disrupt our body's panic response. You can either hold it in your hands or touch it to different parts of your body, and it should help calm your anxiety.
Wow, I never knew that.
Yeah. So now about that organic Big Mac, I think we're onto something.
So what do you think? Is this true or false? Is this fact or cap? I've got my hat here. You can't see it, but I've got my hat here. Am I putting it on? It's actually not cap. This is actually true. And I'm going to explain the reason why, because it's not exactly as it was described, although it actually can reduce anxiety and can help with a panic attack. So talking about the ice, like he was giving, actually he's kind of clever. He's playing himself in two different roles and he gives a tray of ice to hold. And that helps with anxiety. Just like that. You can give somebody anything at all that's basically distracting them from what they're experiencing. And that has been shown to be very effective at reducing anxiety or panic attacks. And I'll give you an example. So I do eye surgery. I'm an eye surgeon all the time. And it's not uncommon, even if people feel anxious, and we give them Valium, a medication to relax them, here in the office, because my procedures are almost always done in the office. It's only rare that I have to go to a surgery center outside, like for cataract surgery. But even with Valium, there are some people who are very anxious. So we have them in the procedure room, they're laying on the table, and I can tell that they're anxious. And what I'll do, and I've been doing this for 20 plus years, is I'll just start asking them about, have you seen any good movies recently? Have you seen any TV shows? And then we start talking about, oh yeah, I've been watching, let's say, Yellowstone or whatever. And what happens is I've distracted them and they are no longer focused on the situation, which is, oh my gosh, like I'm about to have an eye procedure. And that anxiety a lot of times completely dissipates. So the distraction technique, and that's been shown with studies as well, can be really effective. And that has nothing to do in the video, like with ice per se, but it was just a way to distract the person from feeling that they're having a panic attack. Because a lot of times when people are anxious about a situation, really, if you think about it, it's just in somebody's head, right? It's how they're perceiving a situation or reacting. So it may or may not be really justified. Of course, as humans, for hundreds of thousands of years, we've been trained that, oh my gosh, if we see a dangerous situation, like 300,000 years ago, it was a lion coming at us, and we'd get anxious and we'd have a response to that because that was justified, right? Survival. But nowadays, most of these situations have nothing to do with survival per se, but still we have that response. And so it's really just between the ears, so to speak. So if we can do something else to affect what's happening in the brain and the perception, then it can be quite effective. So the distraction is something that has been shown in studies. And there's a study on this, if you're interested to do a little bit of a deep dive, I'm going to put in the show notes. That was really good. This one study, for example, had to do with reducing pain and fear in children when they were getting their blood drawn in the emergency room. And they actually had two groups of patients. In the first group, very interesting, they had a vibration device with an ice pack. And the second group was just using another distraction technique without that device and without ice. And they actually found that the anxiety level was reduced in the children equally between the two groups, showing that the ice is not really a critical factor for reducing anxiety, but it's just whatever is being used to distract somebody. So if you're interested to take a look at that study, and it's a free article you can link to, that'll be in the show notes. There was another study I found really interesting regarding women who were in labor and having labor pain and having high anxiety. They did an evaluation with two different groups as well. This was using acupressure with and without ice to a particular acupressure point, LI-4. And this acupressure point, if you hold out your wrist right now, if you can, if you're flying an airplane, please don't do that. If you're driving a car or operating heavy machinery, please don't do that. But if you can safely look at your hand and the web area between your thumb and your index finger, that little mushy, muscly tissue, that's called that acupressure point, the LI-4 point. And what they would do is they put pressure on there as the acupressure point. And they did that with and without ice. And they actually found that both the groups reduced anxiety. But interestingly, the ice group wasn't as effective as just the pure acupressure group without the ice to that point. So at least in some cases, at least in labor, the ice may actually not be as effective and blunt some of the effects of just pure acupressure. And again, this was acupressure with ice on that same point, just to be clear. And also in terms of acupressure, there was a really great comprehensive, it's called a meta-analysis, where they look at all the studies that have been published in a certain area and they evaluate them for the quality of the studies and they come up with a conclusion. So acupressure, they concluded, was more effective for patients that are in the hospital, inpatients, or people getting ready for surgery compared to just finger massage. Again, they were looking at studies with various acupressure points. One study in particular I want to just give a shout out to used an acupressure point called H7 Shenmen. And this is the area, if you think about your open palm, it's right below the wrist and it's on the pinky side of the wrist, if you go right below your wrist. And this is in that video that we listened to where he said, okay, now put the ice on your wrist. And he had his hand up. So that ice would have been touching that H7 Shenmen acupressure point and putting some pressure on there. So I think it's effective not because of the ice per se, but because it's pushing on the acupressure point to a degree. It's probably not as much pressure as if you were really pushing on the point, like with your other hand and your thumb and your fingers on that point, but there's some pressure on there. But I don't think it's related to the ice. I think the ice is a little bit of a red herring in the video. Because again, the ice and putting it on the wrist is also a distraction technique. And we already talked about that. We know that's effective too. But if you want to take a look at the meta-analysis study, that's also going to be in the show notes as well. And I want to just do a quick review of other things that could be done to help stop a panic attack. First, concentrate on slowing your breathing. One hallmark of being anxious is the breathing starts increasing. So you start going like, you know, that sounds a little creepy, doesn't it, when I do that? So you see the point or you hear the point. So, but that hyperventilating can actually cause even more fear. And so how do we try to counteract that? Is with deep breathing. So we want to do deep, slow breathing. Again, in surgery, that's another technique. My surgical assistant and I will talk to a patient and talk them through it and say, okay, just slow your breathing down, just concentrate on your breathing. And that also can be very helpful. The second thing is just having insight to recognize that you are potentially having a panic attack. Then you can use some of these things we're talking about. And I don't think it's even beyond trying distracting yourself about something, because we know distraction is really effective. So if you can focus on something else that you have to deal with, that can be a form of self-distraction. So that's also worth a consideration. Another way to help relax is just closing your eyes. So closing your eyes and thinking about a happy place for you or a relaxed scene or being at a beach, listening to the waves lap. So those visualization techniques can also be helpful too. And I want to add to visualization, relaxing muscles as part of a relaxation technique. So if you're feeling that anxiety or panic attack, closing your eyes, slowing your breathing, thinking of being in another place, and then also just thinking, visualizing the tension in your muscles, because that's also going to usually be accompanying an anxiety or panic attack, is visualizing your muscles relaxing too. And starting at your head and kind of working your way down to your feet and just visualizing. And that actually can really help too. Now, in terms of any other things, lavender is very great in terms of helping to relax people. And it does have a calming effect based on research too. And if you are somebody who meditates, that's another time where you can try to get into a meditative state to also relax. And then I want to shift and talk about triggers. So if there are some things that do trigger anxiety or panic, obviously you want to try to avoid those as well, and preventing or helping to be more bulletproof against anxiety and panic. Number one, top of the list is exercise. Regular exercise is so critical for stress and anxiety, but also helping to blunt and make you a bit bulletproof to a situation that could normally induce it. And eating healthy and particularly avoiding a lot of caffeine and avoiding a lot of alcohol, that's also important because those can have a susceptibility effect for people as well. So lots of resources if you want to do a little more digging and reading that are going to be in the show notes. And next week, what do we have? We have a special guest, dermatologist, influencer, and just wonderful, great person is Dr. Ozzy Shirazi. She's wonderful, puts out great content. She's been in practice for 20 years and has so much experience. I had an amazing conversation with her about skincare, acne, and related topics. So do come back next week for that. And also, don't forget to go order, grab your copy of the book Influenced. It's a number one bestseller, new release on Amazon. And if you like listening to books, I did the audio myself. I read it in studio, so you get to hear me for plenty of time with all those insights and this special emphasis. But the hard copy is beautiful too, and Kindle as well. So don't forget to get your copy if you haven't already. It'll help you leapfrog over years of what it took me to learn on social media. So definitely worth that for you. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Brian Boxer Walkler's Health Show. To review the show notes for this episode, which includes a summary, key takeaways, and any links mentioned, visit nocaphealthshow.com. Don't miss another episode and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure to follow Dr. Brian on TikTok at Brian Boxer Walkler MD. And remember, Dr. Brian is a real doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.